Ladino, of course, is a dialect of Spanish. It is Spanish with Hebrew characters. It is very close to Castilian Spanish, I am told, but it has its own particular formation and development and growth. Ladino was the language spoken by the refugees, the Jews who left Spain. When they came to the Ottoman Empire, they established their presses in Hebrew and in Ladino. And in other words, we can speak about the creation of an early modern Jewish cultural language, the language of Ladino. And because of the printing press, Ladino books are published all over the place. And perhaps we should see this in the context of another linguistic development of major consequence. The Jews who will be leaving Germany already, and we will go back and talk about this in a future lecture, be leaving Germany, moving eastward into Eastern Europe, carry with them their own language, which is Yiddish. Yiddish, of course, is a dialect of German or a mixture of German and Hebrew. With the printing press, Yiddish takes off as well. So that if you want to speak about the quintessential early modern languages of the Jews, they would be Ladino on the one hand and Yiddish on the others. And we are speaking about a process that begins in the 16th century, but lasts into the 20th century, for sure. In other words, Ladino books are still being published in Turkey and so on and elsewhere. We are speaking about a culture that lasts for a long period of time. So that I think Ladino is the best reflection we have of the Spanish Jewish culture imposing itself in this Islamic environment, and thereby shaping a new cultural experience, which is a kind of hybridization of the Ottoman culture together with the Jewish culture and, of course, the Spanish culture. So the issue of languages, you'll see, I'll come back to, but I think that that is very important to emphasize that right now. Now, I mentioned every city except the city I want to speak about in this lecture, and that is the city of Tzfat in Hebrew, or in English, Safed. Safed is to the north in the Galilee region. On a clear blue day, clear skies, that is, you can see the Sea of Galilee from Safed. It is very high up in the mountains. It is presently a very sleepy community with all kinds of old synagogues from the period I'm going to describe, but it really has become more an artist colony or a community of a very religious souls, spiritual souls that go up there. It is a very special place to visit, even as a tourist today. And in the 16th century, Safed is going to emerge as a major center of Jewish life. Not so much before, but certainly from this point on for generations to come. In fact, at a certain point, it will become even more important. At least we'll have a larger population than the city of Jerusalem itself, which, of course, is the most sacred of cities in the land of Israel. Of course, Safed and the land of Israel is, of course, under the Ottoman Empire, so we are now focusing on a particular region within the Ottoman Empire. Now, why was Safed so important? It was clearly where two merchant routes met. It was also an important center for the production of cloth, and thus it became an entrepot for trading in this northern region. It was very close to Syria. And it became an economic center having nothing to do with spirituality, but simply important in its own right. And during this period of time, the population of Jews grew. They settled in Safed. The climate is very nice. It's very beautiful there. And all of a sudden, we see emerging in the 16th century a fascinating Jewish community. What really is fascinating and engaging about this community is the fact that it is filled with Jewish spiritual luminaries, all of them interested in the study of Jewish mysticism. Now, you recall in our previous lecture about the Kabbalah, we had spoken about the emergence of the Kabbalah in Gerona, in Catalonia, and in Provence, and then later on in Castile, in other words, the creation of what is primarily Spanish Kabbalah and its two schools. I hope you will remember the Theosophical Kabbalah and the Ecstatic Kabbalah of Abraham Abulafia. And we also talked about the Kabbalah in a later lecture when we spoke about Christian Kabbalah, about how the Kabbalistic schools came to Italy, and there Christians became involved, like Pico della Mirandola in the Renaissance, in the study of this material. We are continuing our history of the Kabbalah, along with this whole history of Jewish history, and in the 16th century there is a new revival of interest in the Kabbalah, and it takes place in this particular community. Safed will become the center, sending out its spiritual and Kabbalistic rays to the diaspora, it will leave its imprint upon Jewish culture for centuries to come.